Hi everyone, today's Perek of Rambam is the 29th chapter of Hilchos Shabbos. It's the second to last chapter of this rather long section, and it is a fascinating chapter, dealing with all the halachos of Kiddush and Havdalah. Halacha Aleph. Mitzvah Saseh Min HaTorah L'Kaddish Es Yom HaShabbos Tvedarim. There is a positive Torah command for a person to sanctify the day of Shabbos with words. Shneimar, as the Pasuk says, Zachor Es Yom HaShabbos L'Kaddish. You should recall the day of Shabbos to sanctify it, Kolomar, Zachorehu Zachiras Shevach B'Kiddush. That means to say that a person shouldn't make mention of it, he should recall it in that fashion, through praise and sanctification. A person must mention it both when it comes in, as well as when it leaves, when Shabbos begins and when Shabbos ends. When Shabbos comes in, you make Kiddush. When Shabbos leaves, you make Havdalah. Halacha Beis. Zehu Nesach Kiddush Hayom. The Rambam will now spell out what Kiddush looks like. Baruch Atah Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Olam, Asher Kishonu V'Tzav V'Atzavanu, V'Shabbos Kodesho, V'Ava V'Ratzon Hechilanu, Zikaron L'Asei V'Rishis, Techila L'Mikrei Kodesh, Zecher L'Tzias Mitzrayim, Yibanu V'Char Tov, Asam Nikdash, Mikal Amim, V'Shabbos Kodesho, V'Ava V'Ratzon Hechilanu, Baruch Atah Hashem, Mekadesh HaShabbos. Same Nesach we use as well. Halacha Gimel. Zehu Nesach Havdalah, Baruch Atah Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Olam, Here too is the same nusach that we are used to. Halacha Dalet. Ikra Kiddush B'Laila. The major primary time for making Kiddush is at night. Im lo Kiddush B'Laila. However, if you didn't make Kiddush at night, you didn't say this particular blessing, whether you had done so inadvertently or on purpose, you can still continue to make Kiddush the rest of Shabbos. Bim lo hevdu b'layla, and if you didn't make Havdalah at night when Shabbos ended, ma'avdi l'machar, you can still make Havdalah the next day. U'ma'avdi v'holich ad sof yom shlishi. In fact, you can still make Havdalah all the way through Tuesday, including Tuesday. Aval einam avarach ala or, however, you don't make the blessing on the candle. Ela b'layla motei Shabbos b'bat. You only do it at the night of motei Shabbos alone. Halacha hey. It is forbidden for a person to eat or drink wine until he has made Kiddush once the day has been sanctified. In other words, once it's nightfall, you can't eat until you make Kiddush. And similarly, when Shabbos ends, it's similarly forbidden for a person to eat or drink or to do malacha, really to taste anything at all, on Motzei Shabbos once it's time for Havdalah until he makes Havdalah. However, to drink water is permitted. If a person forgot or he intentionally violated this halacha and he ate or drank prior to making Kiddush or prior to making Havdalah, he is still allowed to make Kiddush or, respectively, make Havdalah if he is eaten after he's eaten. Halacha Vav. Rabbinically, they instituted that a person should make Kiddush and make Havdalah over a cup of wine. And even though somebody might have already said in his Shmona Esrei Atachon Antonu, he might have already made Havdalah, nonetheless, he still has to make Havdalah on a cup of wine. After he has made Havdalah, B'yomar Bein Kodesh L'chol, he said the point of distinguishing between the holy and the mundane, Mutter Lo La'asos Malacha, at that stage he's allowed to do Malacha, Afal Pish Lo Havdalah Kodesh, even though he hasn't yet made Kiddush on the cup. Mubarak ala yayin tchila v'acharach makadish. And he makes the blessing first on the wine, and then afterwards he makes Kiddush. V'eino noto as yadav adshi kadish. A person also should not wash his hands before he has made Kiddush. He should first make Kiddush and then wash his hands for Hamotzi. Halacha Zayin. Ketzad hu osa. So, how exactly does he do this? Lokeach kos shehu machzik revias o yeser. He first takes a cup which is able to hold revias, roughly 3 to 4 ounces, or a little bit more than that. Umedicho mebifnim. And then he washes it out from the inside. Veshodfo mebachot. And then he rinses it on the outside. Umemal ehu yayin. And he fills it up with wine. Vochazo bimino. He holds it in his right hand. Vabio menakarka tefach o yeser. And he lifts it above the ground, either hand's breadth or more. Vilyasi ebismo. And he shouldn't hold on to it, support it with his left hand. Mavarach al gefen vacharach mekadish. And he first makes the blessing of Boripir gefen. And then afterwards, he makes the Kiddush blessing. And a very widespread minhag amongst all of Bnei Israel is to first say the paragraph of Vayechulu. And then afterwards, he makes the blessing on the wine. And then afterwards, he makes Kiddush, and then he drinks a cheekful. And he goes and he distributes the wine to anybody who's there present. And then afterwards, he washes his hands. And he makes the blessing of Hamotzi, and he eats his meal. Halacha Ches. Ein Kiddush el b'makom zuda. One can only fulfill the mitzvah of Kiddush if the Kiddush is made in the place where he will be eating his meal. Ketzad, the Rambam will illustrate this. Lo yikaddish b'bayis zeh v'yochol b'bayis acher. A person cannot make Kiddush in one house and then eat his meal in a different house. Aval im kiddush b'zavis zu, ochel b'zavis shnia. However, if within one house he made Kiddush in one corner and then he goes and eats in a different corner, that is okay, and he's fulfilled his mitzvah of Kiddush. So then, why do we make Kiddush in Shul, as is the practice in many places? It's not for the people that are going to go home and eat. It's for the people that are visitors, guests, who would sometimes eat and sleep even in the Shul. So since they'll be eating their meals in the Shul, they need to hear Kiddush. Halacha Tes. If a person wanted to eat the bread more than he wanted to have the wine at that moment, or he doesn't have wine, he first washes his hands in Tchilas Yadayim, and then he makes the blessing of Hamotzi, and then he says Kiddush. And afterwards he breaks the bread and eats. However, while that's true with regards to Kiddush, you can't do that for Havdalah. It can't be made on the bread. It has to be made on a cup of wine. Halacha Yud. Mishnah is kaving the Kaddish al Yain, Belili Shabbos, if somebody intended to make Kiddush on wine on the night of Friday night. Vishakach menat al Yadav, and he forgot, and then he washed his hands kodim shei Kaddish, prior to having made Kiddush. What did he do in that circumstance? Harezem Kaddish al Pas, so then he makes Kiddush on the bread. V'enam Kaddish al Yain, he doesn't make that Kiddush on the wine, achar shenat al Yadav l'suda, once he's already washed his hands for the meal. U'mitvah levarach al Yain b'yom ha-Shabbos, kodim sheyesod suda shniyah. Now, aside from Kiddush on Friday night, there's also a mitzvah to make a blessing on wine on Shabbos day before he has his second meal, the Shabbos day meal. Zehu anikra kiddusha rabba. That's referred to as the great Kiddush, because you make a Brei Pri HaGafen, and Brei Pri HaGafen is found in all the different Kiddushes, and that's why it's called the great Kiddush. Mivarach Brei Pri HaGafen belvad. He simply makes a Brei Pri HaGafen. Vishos, and then he drinks. V'achakach yitol yadav v'zod. And then afterwards, he washes in Tchilas Yadayim, and he has his meal. But it is forbidden for a person to taste anything, to eat anything at all, before he makes Kiddush. And also, this Kiddush, this Borei Pri HaGafen, that you're making a cup of wine, in order to fulfill the mitzvah, it only works when it's in the place where he's going to eat his meal. Halacha Yud Aleph. Yesh lo la'adam l'kaddish al kos erev Shabbos mibod yom, afal pi shelo nechnasa Shabbos. A person is allowed to say Kiddush over a cup of wine on Friday, before the sun has set, even though it hasn't yet become Shabbos. And similarly, you can make Havdalah on a cup of wine while it's still daytime on Shabbos, even though it's still Shabbos. Because the mitzvah of making mention of the holiness of Shabbos when it comes in and when it goes out is applicable at the time when it actually comes in and out, or a little bit prior to that. Halacha Yud Beis. If somebody was eating on Erev Shabbos, and then it became Shabbos, and he's still in the middle of his meal, what does he do? He spreads out a tablecloth over his table, and then he makes Kiddush, and then he can go back and complete his meal, and then afterwards he benches. If he was eating on Shabbos, and then Shabbos goes out, he was having Shalosh Shudas and goes out, Shabbos is over, and he's still in the middle of his meal, Gomer Sudaso, he's allowed to complete his meal, Vinoto Yadav, Mavarach Birchasam Mazon Alakos, and he washes his hands, the Mayim Achronim, and he benches Alakos, the Achrakach Ma'abdilalav, and then he turns to making Abdullah. The Im Hayab Sochashtia, if he was only in the middle of drinking, he wasn't in the middle of having an actual meal, Posek, so then he stops drinking, Ma'abdil, and then he makes Abdullah, the Achrach Hoser Lishiyasa, then he can go back to his drinking. Halacha Yud Gimel. Hay ochel v'gamar achilas im hachnasas Shabbos. If somebody was eating a meal and finished his meal as Shabbos entered, v'varach b'kas ha'mazon t'chila, first he makes a blessing of benching, v'achar kach m'kaddish al kos sheni, and then afterwards he makes the blessing of Kiddush on a second cup. V'lo yivarach b'kaddish al kos echad. He shouldn't bench and make Kiddush on the same cup of wine. She'ein osin shnei mitzvos b'kos echad. Because you don't do two separate mitzvos on one cup. She'm mitzvos Kiddush u'mitzvos b'kas ha'mazon, shnei mitzvos shel Torah hein. Because these two mitzvos, Kiddush on one hand and Birchas HaMazon on the other, are both two different derisive mitzvos, and we don't want to bundle them together. Halacha Yud Dalet. Ein mekachin ela al yayin haroi lenaseich al gabei mizbeach. You can only make Kiddush on wine which would be fit to use for wine libations that we would pour on the altar in the base of Mikdash. Lefikach, im nisari bo dvash o seor, afilu ketivas achardo b'chaves gdola, ein mekachin lav. Therefore, if a little bit of honey or a little bit of yeast had gotten mixed in, even a tiny drop like the size of a mustard seed, in a large, large barrel, that's going to ruin the wine because those are not allowed to go on the mizbeach, and you cannot, therefore, make Kiddush on it. This is the halacha, this is the accepted ruling in all the western parts of the Jewish communities. There are those, though, the Rambam notes, who ruled otherwise in the communities in the east of Europe and North Africa and the like, that permitted the saying of Kiddush on such wine, because when we have this rule that you're not allowed to use wine that's not fit for libations, it doesn't mean to exclude something that has a little bit of devash or s'or, because those technically are allowed to go in this bech. It means bad wine, wine that has a bad smell, or that was left overnight uncovered, or was cooked and therefore is considered to be of lower quality. So that's what it means to exclude. But if it has a little bit of honey or s'or, so then that's fine. Halacha tesvar. Yayin shetamo tam chometz, afal bishericho reach yayin, emikashin olav. If wine tastes like vinegar, though it still has the smell of wine, you cannot make kiddush on it. Similarly, if you had the dregs, the sediment of wine, where you poured water on top of it, and now that watery wine substance tastes like wine, you can't make kiddush on that. But medrvamamurim, once that's true, that's if you put 3 units of water, and you then ended up having less than 4 total units, i.e., it was more than a 3-to-1 ratio of water. Al imhotzi arba. However, if it produces 4 in that case, in other words, it's a 3-to-1 ratio, hareza yayin mazok umkashim lov. So then that's just considered diluted wine, properly mixed wine, and therefore you can recite kiddush on it. Halacha tes zayin. Kli shayim mali yayin, afilu machzik kamar b'yos, im shasim venu ma'at, hareza pegamo, v'nifzal. A vessel which is filled with wine, even if it has many more than just a single revius in it, it could have lots of revius. Nonetheless, if you drink even a little bit of it, now you've considered to have made it flawed, and it is no longer valid. V'ein mekachin al ashar, you can make kiddush on the remnant, v'mneishu kishiure kosos. And that's considered like stuff that was left over in the cup, and is not high enough quality to enable us to make kiddush on. Halacha yud zayin. Yayin shirecho reach hachometz, v'tamo tam yayin. If wine smells like vinegar, reverse of what we had beforehand, and tastes like wine, mekadshim lav, then you are allowed to make kiddush on it. V'chein yayin vaz, again, similarly also wine which was diluted in accordance with how we said before. V'chein yayin smukim, mekadshim lav, and also wine which comes from raisins, you're allowed to make kiddush on. V'hu sheyut smukim, sheish pen lachluchas, she'im yedrochosan, yetim hen divshan. It can't be really dried raisins, it has to be raisins which, if you were to crush them, then they have enough moisture that there would come out some degree of wine-like substance, some liquid. V'chein yayin chadash mikito mekadshim lav. Also, fresh wine, wine which is fresh from the vat, so you are allowed to make kiddush on. V'sochir adam eshkol shalan avim, mekadshim lav b'shaito. And a person is allowed to even squeeze grapes and make kiddush on it right then and there. Medina shirov yina shechar. If you're in a city where most of the drink that they have, quote unquote, it's wine, is beer, afal pi shehu pasul the kiddush, even though you're not allowed to use it for kiddush, mutar lahavdolah, you are allowed to use it for havdolah, hovu chamar medina. Since that is what they normally have in that place, that's their standard drink, and therefore it's allowed. Halacha yudches. Kishem shemekachin b'leilei Shabbos, mavdilin b'motzei Shabbos, just as we make kiddush when Shabbos comes in, and we say havdolah when Shabbos leaves, kach mekachin b'leilei yom tovim, mavdilin b'motzei and b'motzei yom kippurim, shekulam shabtos Hashem hein. So too, we make kiddush upon the entry of, and we say havdolah upon the exit of, other yom tovim and yom kippur, because all of these are defined as Sabbaths, Shabbosos of Hashem. Mavdilin b'motzei yom tovim, l'chul shem moed, b'motzei Shabbos, yom tov. And indeed, we make havdolah even when it's motzei yom tov. That doesn't lead back to a regular mundane day, but goes into Chol HaMoed. Nonetheless, we say Havdalah, and similarly, when it's Motzei Shabbos to Yom Tov. Avaim Avdilim Motzei Yom Tov LeShabbos. But when it goes up, and there's an increase in Kedusha, we don't make Havdalah, and therefore we don't make Havdalah from when it's Yontif leading into Shabbos. Halacha Yud Tes. Nusach Kiddush Yom Tov. This is the Nusach for what we say on Yontif. Baruch Hashem Lekinu Ba'cholam, Asher Bachar Banu Mikol Am, Ramonu Mikol Lashon, Bachar Banu Ve'egdalenu, Ratza Banu Ve'yif'a'reinu. Vatit Elenu Hashem Lekinu Ba'ava, Mo'adim L'Sabchach, Hagim L'Zman L'Sason, Es Yom Tov Mikra Kodesh Hazeh, Es Yom Ha'chag Ha'matos Hazeh, or O Chag HaShavuos, O Chag HaSukos, Zman Chir Seinu, O Zman Matan Tor Seinu, O Zman Tzpach Seinu, Ba'ava Zecher L'Tiyas Mitzrayim, Kivan Bachar Tavos Amikdashta, Mikol Amim, Morei Kadshecha, Besimcha, Besson, Hin Chaltanu, Baruch Hashem, Mekadesh Yisrael, Ve'hazma Nim. That is the Nusach, very similar to ours. V'im chol yos b'Shabbos, and if it falls out on Shabbos, maskir Shabbos, then you also have to make mention of Shabbos. V'chosim k'derech shechosim b'tefila, and you conclude the blessing just as we do in tefila, mekadesh ha-Shabbos v'Yisrael v'hazmanim, making reference to what we would say on Shabbos, as well as what we would say on Yontif alone. Halacha chaf. B'rosh Hashanah Omer, on Rosh Hashanah you say instead, V'atizan l'on Hashanah l'kinah ba'avah, es yom b'tov mikra kodesh, hazeh, zirchon shurua mikra kodesh, ba'avah, zeichel l'tiyas mitzrayim, kivan v'chach b'son l'gash, v'y kol amim, v'dvarach ha'emes, v'kayim l'ad, v'rach ha'ta Hashem, melech al kol ha'aretz, mekadesh Yisrael, v'yom ha'zikrom. V'im chol yos b'shabbos, if it falls on Shabbos, chol seh mekadesh ha'shabbos, v'Yisrael, v'yom ha'zikrom, k'derech shol chol seh b'tevila. Just as we conclude, in Tevila we also make mention of Shabbos, along with Rosh Hashanah. Halacha chav aleph. B'leil Yom Tov Mekadosh Al Yain Kishabas. Just as on a night of Shabbos we would make Kiddush on wine, so too we do on Yom Tov. V'im Eilu Yain, Oshayim is Av L'Pas, and if he definitely doesn't have wine, or he just desired the bread more, Mekadosh Al L'Pas, so you can also make Kiddush on bread. V'chein B'Yom Tov Mekadosh Kedusha Rabba, Kederesh Mekadosh B'Shabbos. And also on Yom Tov day, just as on Shabbos we say Borei Pirei Gafen by our meal, so we also have to have a Borei Pirei Gafen before the meal on Yom Tov as well. How do you properly make the various blessings that you'll need to make when it's Motzei Shabbos, which is leading into a Yontif now? So you need to say Havdalah, you also need to say Kiddush. So what do you do? First, you make the blessing on the cup of wine, the Borei Pirei Gafen. Then afterwards, you say Kiddush. Then you make the blessing on the candle. Then afterwards, you make the blessing of Havdalah. And in that Havdalah's conclusion, you don't say Bein Kodesh L'Chol. Instead, you say Bein Kodesh L'Kodesh, because there's still the sanctity of Kedusha, of Yontif. And finally, you conclude by making the blessing of Shechianu. And this is the famous acronym of Yach Nahaz. Yain Kiddush, Ner Havdalah, Zman. Lachachav Gimel. Kol Leili Yom Tov, Ubelel Yom HaKippurim, Omer Shechianu. On the night of entering a Yontif, as well as on the night of Yom Kippur, we say Shechianu. Ubeshvi Shal Pesach. However, on the seventh day of Pesach, we don't make a Shechianu. It doesn't have its own standalone status as a holiday. And we already made the blessing for reaching this time of year when we began Pesach. Seder Havdalah b'Motzei Shabbos. Here's how you say Havdalah on a regular Motzei Shabbos. First, you make the blessing of Borei Pirei Gafen on the cup of wine. Then you turn to the besamim, make a blessing on that. Then you turn to the candle and make a blessing on that. And how do you make the blessing on the candle? Borei Morei HaEish. That's the blessing you say. Then finally, you conclude with saying the bracha of Havdalah. You cannot make the bracha on the candle until you have benefited from its light to the point where you could distinguish between the coin from one country and another country. You are not allowed to make a blessing on a candle of a non-Jewish idolater, because we have to assume that their gathering where this candle was lit was for the purposes of idolatry. And therefore, you do not make a blessing in likewise similar vein. You don't make a blessing if you actually know that this candle was for idolatry, and also not on a candle that was lit for the sake of somebody who had passed away. If a Jew lit a candle from a non-Jew's candle, or a non-Jewish person took the light from a Jewish person and now has his own light, but we know where it came from, so then you are allowed to make a bracha on that. However, if it was a non-Jew taking it from another non-Jew, so you cannot make a blessing on that. If somebody left outside of the city and he saw light, if most of the people in that city are people that are idolaters, then you cannot make a blessing. However, if most of them are Jews, then you are allowed to make a blessing. Or shall kipshen shall taner, b'shal kiraim, l'chachin l'yu avarchalem. The light of a furnace or oven of sorts, so you're not really supposed to use those in order to make the bracha of Mori Ha'esh. However, you can, b'di'evit, if you had. Hegechalem, with regards to coals, im kishiyah, if they're still lit enough that if you were to stick a twig in between them, then it would catch fire on its own, so then you can make a blessing on them. Or shall Beis HaMedrash, im yesham adam chashev shemadlikim mishvilo, mevarchan alav, if there's a light on a candle in the Beis HaMedrash and there was somebody of stature that they had lit the candle on his behalf, so then you're allowed to make a blessing on that. Shall Beis HaKnesses, if it was of a shul, im yesham chazan shu darsham, mevarchan alav, so if there's somebody who is the caretaker of the shul, that he lives there even, so then you can make a blessing on that candle. Avukal Havdalah, mitzvah min hamavchar. Now, it's best not to use a plain candle, but to use something more than that, a torch. That's why we have two wicks, for example. V'ayim mechazrin al or, k'derek shem mechazrin al kol mitzvos, elim yeshlo mevarchan alav. And you don't have to go and chase after getting a candle in order to make the blessing of Moriah Eish, as we do for other mitzvos. It's, if you have, you have. If not, don't worry about it. Lachachav zayin. Or, shedlik b'shabbos l'chola, l'chaya, mevarchan alav b'motei Shabbos. If a candle had been lit on Shabbos, but in a permitted fashion, for the sake of somebody who was sick, or to scare away an animal, so then you can make a blessing on it on Motzei Shabbos. Or, shehok dach min eitzim u'min avanim, if the light had come from flint or other types of man-made fire in that sense. You can make a blessing on Motzei Shabbos, because that was when it was first created. Hashem had given Adam the wisdom to light a fire, the Gemara tells us, on Motzei Shabbos for the first time. However, on such a candle, you cannot make the blessing of Moreh Yesh on Motzei Yom Kippur. You can only make the blessing on one which had been lit before Yom Kippur and had lasted through all of Yom Kippur. Then you can make Moreh Yesh on Motzei Yom Kippur as part of your Havdalah. And not only if it had been lit beforehand and had rested through all of Yom Kippur, but even if it had been lit for a permitted purpose on Yom Kippur itself, such as for an ill person or for scaring away an animal, as we said before, so then, so in that case, you are allowed to make the blessing on it because it has still nonetheless rested from having been part of sin. Yom Tov Shechol Yos B'Emtza Shabbos, when Yontif falls out in the middle of a week, Omer Bavdala, when then you say on Havdala, Hamavdim Kodesh Lachol, Ben Or Lachoshech, Ben Yisrael Amim, Ben Yom HaShvi L'Shishim Yom HaSeh, Kederek Shomer B'Motzei Shabbos, Shader Havdala is Hu Mona, because in that case, you say the same as you would say on Motzei Shabbos, because you're just listing the regular distinctions that we always say. Ben Yotzarech Levarech, Lo HaBesamim Lo HaNer, you don't need to make the bracha on the besamim, on the spices, nor on the candle. V'chein eino tzarech levarech ha-besamim motzei yom ha-kippur. And also on motzei yom kippur, though you do make it on a candle, if you have a ner shabbos, you don't make the blessing on barim yom ha-besamim. Halacha chaf test, final halacha in the barak, v'lam ha-varech ha-besamim motzei shabbos. Now, why do we make the bracha on besamim then? If you don't do it on yontif, you don't do it on motzei yom kippur, so why do we make it on motzei shabbos? Nesha nefesh do eves litzias shabbos. Because a person's soul is very upset, distressed about the fact that Shabbos is leaving. So we want to have it be a bit happier. And therefore, we have it calmed down by giving it a nice, good smell. It's interesting, the Rambam doesn't talk about the Neshama Yaseira, as a rationalist might not, talking about a new soul entering your body leaving. But what he is saying is that you're upset over Shabbos is leaving, and you should be. And therefore, in order to rest your mind, to calm down, to gain additional serenity, we smell this nice smelling spice. Have a wonderful day.